The following live broadcast may not be suitable for all ages. The views expressed in this show are solely those of the individual providing them and do not represent the opinion of this station, website, or any affiliated partners. Audience discretion is advised.
You are now listening to Beyond the Veil, the Secret World.
Greetings and salutations, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Beyond the Veil. I'm your host, Xander, and hilarity will ensue. Yes, I got it in. Yeah, right off the bat. Boom, in your face. Yes, see, it's already started. So, yes, we have lots of stuff to talk about tonight, but hold the brakes here. Someone stop the train to Cairo. We need to... we have complete sound effects this week. Yay! Now we need... clapping, yes. Everyone, take an applause. Yeah, we broke it.
Everyone's trying to figure out how to clap with pressing control.
That is the sound of one hand clapping. So, welcome to the show, everyone. We have lots to talk about, but we can't talk about certain said things without introducing certain said people. So, first up on the list is Antita, our content gal. How are you tonight?
Very, very well. Looking forward to the show.
Are you wearing clothes?
Yes, I'm wearing clothes.
Apparently, there's been a lot of glitching in the game lately, and a lot of people have been running around butt naked. Go figure, right? You know, it's okay.
I know.
I personally don't mind.
Yeah, you wouldn't.
Well, it's not like they're showing
anything,
right?
I'm wearing clothes, so we're all wearing clothes. That's good.
It's just a little inside joke, because at the beginning of every episode, she asks if she's wearing clothes, and we have to look on our screens to make sure if she's wearing clothes.
In every episode. This was the only episode that I ever... This is like my second episode, right?
But just think. Well, yeah, Moness, technically this is your third episode, because we had you on a guest a couple
weeks ago. Yeah, the first one
doesn't
count.
Yeah, it does count in my books, and after this episode, it will be a free episode, because Faye's going to edit that part out. Ha ha ha!
That's awesome.
It Ooh. Is awesomeness. But anyway, and then we also have Faye.
Hello, this is Faye. Faye has stepped out. He's playing with his big deck right now. One moment. Oh, here he comes.
Hi, guys. How are you?
You're playing with your big deck right now?
It's getting bigger.
Maybe
by the
someone
moment.
Else is, and that's why he sounds like that. You know, that high-pitched tone when someone plays with it too much?
Oh, no. I do recall in a past episode, I was asked to talk this whole way, the whole show.
That's right. True. That was last week's episode.
And since there's two guys, there needs to be two girls, right?
That's right. We got to keep the numbers even.
So,
go girls!
So
who rules the world, girls?
So for this episode only, we're going to call you Fee.
Oh, Fee Fi Fo Fo. I'm a blonde and I'm dumb.
Oh, hey. Yeah.
Send your hate mail.
Stereotypes.
Please send your hate mail to beyondtsw@gmail.com and put in the subject Fee.
I'm sorry. Sometimes I can't control her. She gets a little out of hand.
Okay. And we have someone new to the show tonight. Rowan, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
It's not very often people actually ask me that, so I'm like, wow. Hold on.
Are you saying that we never ask you how you are?
How are
I'm
you,
sorry.
Xander? How are you feeling today?
I was just thinking, wow, this is awesome. And like,
I think we need to pull up like some kind of a chair, and Rowan should put some glasses on him and, you know, sit in a chair next to... Like maybe a Shea lounge where Xander's gonna sit.
Tell me
you know
about
where I'm getting
your
at?
Mother.
Yeah. Well, this is the oddest thing in like over over 200 episodes that I have done doing talk shows. I think it's only happened like twice someone's actually asked me how I am. And I think the two times, including tonight, I think I got stumped both times. But I've never asked anyone, I never had anyone ask me how my mother is. Interesting.
How's your sister?
Yeah.
My sister's good.
We can go through your whole family.
Aren't we supposed to be interviewing him?
How's your goldfish doing?
Oh, my goldfish died.
Oh, do not ask.
Oh, I had a rough week with goldfish. You know, I got the kids like 5 goldfish, right? And everything was hunky-dory. And I even got this really stupid one. It's called a fancy fish. Fancy goldfish, you know, a big one for my daughter because she loves goldfish. So, and that one's like dumb as a stump. You know, it just sits in the bottom of the tank, like looks at you, feed me. You feed it, it goes
up,
eats.
It was sick right as you got it.
I think so. And then I came home from work yesterday, and all 5 of them are at the top of the tank, like, I can't breathe. I'm like, ooh, I gotta change the water. So I changed the water. I took a quarter of the water from the original tank from like, you know, because you have to mix. You can't just give them all new water. You have to mix a little bit of the contaminants. Go figure, right? With new water, so that way they're not so much of a shock, right? So I put 25 at least in there, and yeah, then 2 of them died, and then the other 3 are like looking at me, what happened? So yeah, my goldfish. I had 2 goldfish die. Interesting.
Sad.
Little bit.
To beyond the whale. The fishy world.
Under the sea.
The aquarium.
Yes, yes.
Maybe they were really just looking at you and saying, "Hi, I'm Fred."
Well, we totally just swam away from that topic, didn't we? This is a swimming conversation. So, Rowan, tell us a little bit about yourself. You're joining the cast of Beyond the Veil. So all our Beyonders out there want to know, who are you?
Oh, wow. Let me see. My name is, my nom de blog is Rowan Blaze. I've been blogging at I Have Touched the Sky at .blogspot.com for about 3 years now.
Mm-hmm.
I have played all sorts of games, starting with World of Warcraft, and I've played Star Trek Online, Rift, Star Wars The Old Republic, Guild Wars 2, and of course, The Secret World.
Awesome.
What else do you need to know?
Well, what's your favorite? What was your favorite out of the previous, other than this MMO? What was your favorite MMO that you've played thus far, other than The Secret World?
That is hard to say because they really, it's kind of, you know, you go through phases in life, and I kind of like the phases in MMOs.
Did you have any goldfish in any of the games?
I don't think there were any goldfish.
Away from the goldfish.
Oh wait, you know what? There might have been a goldfish in my ready room.
I know.
In Stowe, yeah, yeah.
What did you name him?
I don't think I named him.
Oh!
I wasn't thinking about it.
Now, according to your blog, your STO characters were like your most memorable characters, and they still have a piece of you. You know, you're the most attached to them, and yet you didn't name your freaking fish.
Well, I didn't spend much time in my red room. There was too much action.
True.
Yeah.
True that.
I think I can't remember. Well, now it's been, I don't know. It's been a couple of years since I really logged in for any amount of serious game time in Stowe. So I'm not sure if the fish are more interactive now than they used to be.
I think the fish are dead.
A little bit.
You gotta feed them. Hey. Change the water occasionally. Maybe they have better filters in the future.
I never saw Picard feeding the fish.
That's why I said the filters might be better.
Tea, ugly, hot. Oh, give me some fish flakes. Number one, did you change the bowl?
Oh, there you go. Maybe the fish, maybe the replicator spoke fish language and the fish could request its own fish flakes.
Gloop, 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 gloop. I don't know. How would you even talk like a fish? Gloop. That's about the only thing that I can come up with.
Oh, that's funny.
Not well, really. Yeah, that's pretty sad.
Moving on.
Alrighty.
So okay, you're most attached to the STO characters, and
yeah, I'd say from a character standpoint, I have grown most attached to them. Partly, it was also because it wasn't just my captains and my own characters; it was the entire crew. You know, you develop an attachment to the NPCs that were around you. I know that sounds weird.
No, it's not.
That's the first time I ever heard that, actually.
No, it's not, actually, because when I play STO, I still have my very first bridge officer that I got from the tutorial, and she is my Andorian first officer, and I've kept her through the whole game, even though she still has like the base stats and everything, her base powers, everything that she had when I first got her. I have not touched her in that way, just for the guys in here, and I haven't. Anyway,
<That's really> funny.
No, I know exactly what you mean, because I looked long and hard for a purple Andorian female that I could replace her with, not replace her, but like move her skin, so to speak, to that other character, and just
talking.
Say, now this is my you know, still my first officer. She's just upgraded. I could never find an Andorian female at any price.
Yeah. So you got the Andorian female, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah. She's right there on the blog if you want to look.
Yeah, I've seen. And also, according to your blog, you're very passionate about the Secret World.
Yes. At this stage, the Secret World is definitely the phase I'm in, if you want to call it that. It's my favorite current game. The only other game I even really can consider myself playing, or as a player of currently, is Guild Wars 2. And I don't think I've logged on to that game in at least a month. It's all TSW all the time.
I haven't logged into my Guild Wars 2 since day one of launch.
Really? Everyone's been hyped up about that,
it
so what was
better.
The problems?
I don't know. I just, you know, you get all your skills by like level 20, but I don't know. Some just getting through the questing for me was painful.
You know, because that game has a lot of hype, just like the Old Republic did, and everyone and their dog all over the Twitterverse was completely raving about Guild Wars 2. And at least at one point, I was like, even like, oh, hey, maybe I should try this out. But at the same time, the Secret World was launched, and I said, no. I have to get my Secret World.
I might jump back into it over the summer, but we'll see. I got this game, and I have Age of Wushu, and I have all sorts of stuff on my list to play before that one.
Yeah, because you like Age of Wushu. So what is your favorite part about the Secret World?
Are you asking me?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay, so favorite part about Secret
World.
Hey,
new guy!
The new guy, right. Okay. So my favorite part of the Secret World is the ability wheel system. It is so, to me, radically different than the old, you know, you're a priest and here are your abilities and, you know, you're always going to be a healer unless you do this other thing and, you know, here's your talent. And it just, there's something about the ability wheel that attracted me, in the sense of, for the first time, I'm thinking about how do my abilities fit together. You know, what are the synergies of different abilities? You know, what can I draw from and my passives from other weapons to make myself the best character I can. And having said that, I'm not highly in favor of like flavor of the month kind of like go and look. You know, but I think, as I said in a previous episode, every once in a while we go and say, what could I do that could be better about my character? I never really cared about that in any other game. You know, it was just like pick up, you know, you're level 20, go to your trainer and you pick up, you know, whatever two or three new abilities or higher ranks of the same old abilities. And it just never really interested me. I was more interested in playing than theory crafting. With this game, while I love the quests, the missions, and what have you, it really is the underlying structure and mechanic of the game that has fascinated me.
So I have a question for you, Rowan. Since you stated that you like the ability wheel, but you also stated that you like alts, why wouldn't you just stick with one character and fill up the ability wheel to its fullest and do everything with that one tune?
I have done I'm working on that with my main character, who is a Templar named Dortmunder.
Yay, Templars!
But there are times when I can play when my lovely bride Scooters on Twitter, she can't play. She's got other commitments. And so, you know, I can log on to an alt and play those characters. Now, also, even though you might be doing the exact same investigation quest or, you know, regular whatever quest it is, the flavor of it and the responses that you get from your handler, so to speak, the NPC, are so completely different that it really feels like a different character in a way that... I don't know. Does that make sense?
No, it does.
Like for instance, and you guys might or may not be familiar with the different way the different handlers speak to you or communicate to you. You know, the Templar handler Sonic is always, you know, thoroughly British. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah,
fairly supportive. Meanwhile, Kirsten Geary, the Illuminati handler, is.
I love her.
Flippant, sarcastic. Half the time, you're not doing what she wants you to. And I actually played into that in my role playing or the background of my Illuminati character is that yeah, she's a little pissed off that she didn't get to be a Templar, and so you know she does everything she can to you know skirt the edge of I'm just barely doing what the Illuminati want her to do, and yet. Still managed to subvert the intent of the Illuminati.
Yes, I can understand that to a point, but when it comes to past your storyline quest and your faction quest, everything else is generally the same in the game. Once you finish all your storyline and faction quest, you feel that you will just focus on your main more then?
I may. I'm not really sure, to be honest with you. Again, it depends on how much I play with my wife and how much I have to play alone. That's part of the deciding factor, and
but now you play with us.
Yes, that's true.
Being a married man myself, I understand that sometimes you have to play alone, and sometimes you have to play with your wife.
Yeah.
Don't make it sound too fun.
Like just for an example, the very first faction quest you do that is. Entails going down into the underground garage in Brooklyn. Does everybody remember that quest?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, yep. I kept dying and kept cursing at that freaking Illuminati.
What you have to do what's going on in each phase of that story or from each faction is actually occurring at different times. I believe the dragon from a chronology standpoint actually happens first. The dragon is the one that steals whatever it is down there, or was supposed to make contact with the agents that are dead down in there. The Illuminati come by later because the dragon had done something, and then finally the Templars roll along to find out what happened.
Because they're nosy.
Each one is because they're nosy, because they want to know what the Illuminati are doing. But the Illuminati, that's their agent that got killed. So, yeah, like I said, it's even though it's essentially the same quest, you're finding out more about the story, you're finding out more about the world, because you're seeing it from different aspects. Same thing happens when you go to, Shambhala or whatever, later in the game.
Rogue agent.
Yeah. Right. The rogue agent. Obviously, if I remember right, the rogue agent was a Templar. And so the Templar are trying to get the artifact back. The Illuminati just want to intercept it. And the dragon are the ones that are trying, that the traitor is trying to deliver the things to, but he gets cold feet. And so you have to chase him down. so there's a different aspect on each side, and it really, I understand your question, Faye. A lot of people are like, well, why have alts if you can be everything? And from my perspective is I'm doing different things on different alts. My Illuminati has all of the inner rings, all of the starter decks completed, and she's also completed all of Blue Mountain, where with my Dragon and my Templar, I skipped most of the Blue Mountain quests and moved straight into Egypt as soon as I could.
Yeah, Blue Mountains is kind of like my least favorite place so far.
Yeah.
But yeah, I trudged like through it. You gotta get through the wilderness.
Exactly.
Sometime we made it through.
Yeah. Xander, yes. I think you should kind of like forget Gangnam Style and do the Samba. We're all doing Samba. Can you Samba?
Okay, I'm gonna backslash Samba.
Yay.
Yeah, I found when I first was leveling that I ended up going from, I skipped Egypt. It was my choice to skip, and I went right into Transylvania because I didn't like the sunniness of the place. I guess it was since I lived in Arizona for 32 years, I got sick of the sun, so I didn't want to see it in Egypt either. And I skipped it, and I continued leveling through the Transylvanian stuff all the way up. But now, of course, with the dailies and with Last Drain, I'm kind of stuck in Egypt. But Egypt proper is not so bad, but City of the Sun God, if I don't have to ever go back there for anything, I just won't.
Now, if you skip the Blue Mountains and go right to Egypt, now, does that mean you'll level faster? Well, I mean, but okay, there's no levels in the game, but...
Yes, you will.
You do. You get more XPs, you get better gear, yeah. Everything is higher.
Yeah, as long as you're not constantly dying and stuff in Egypt. Basically, yeah. if you're good enough to complete the story quest in Blue Mountain, the central story, then you can move on to Egypt probably without much trouble. And then you can go back to Blue Mountain later if you're a completionist like me and finish the quest that, you know, when you've got QL10 gear and you can just, you know, raffle stomp everything.
Mm-hmm, and just pwn it. We're having like a Samba contest here in Argatha, so if you want to make your way to Argatha and come Samba.
Argatha!
That's what I said. What am I saying? Argatha.
Say it again.
Argatha.
Agartha.
Agartha.
Agartha. Like Garth, meaning Garth.
Not R.
Agartha. Agartha.
Yay!
Agartha.
Fun with phonics.
Awesome.
Hooked with phonics.
Only
for me.
I do understand Faye's reluctance to stick around in Egypt for very long, especially if you lived in Arizona.
But you know, the reason I hated Egypt was also the reason that I hated Guild Wars 2, because in the story quest you have that one jump puzzle to do, and I kept falling and falling and falling, and it took me like 2 weeks to finally be able to figure out how to jump across one platform to turn on one freaking statue, and it annoyed the crap out of me.
Wait,
I heard that had to be like good timing.
Yeah, Egypt. It's part of the story quest in Egypt where you have to go down and unlock a vault, but to unlock a vault, you have to go around this dig site where all these different statues are and put them in the right order.
Right.
Okay. And it was a jump puzzle across the one like painter's platform to the one. And for some reason, I didn't know. I tried it with my run on, and then I tried it with my run off, and I couldn't get it. And eventually, for some reason, I got my run on. I guess I had my run up to a high enough level, and it made it easy, and I jumped across. But it took me like 2 weeks, and I was frustrated as heck with that zone and that quest.
I can totally understand what you're talking about. It took me over an hour to do that one quest in Transylvania where you have to like jump on the little beams of light.
Yep.
And it was one of those that got to the point where I was like, I'm going to finish this.
But it wasn't just bad that I couldn't do jump puzzles. If somebody else was in the zone, they could undo everything you did. So unless you did it solo, they could like totally mess you up. And that was frustrating too.
Yes. I know what you're talking about. Because there was another guy that was there when my wife and I were trying to finish that with the statues. And he kept screwing it up. Not because we stopped and waited for him to try to do it, and he never did.
It was probably me.
Boone in the Hall of Sweet.
It's been a long time.
Boone in the Hall of Sweet Access chat channel there is saying, so you just suck at jumping.
Yes, I suck at jumping.
You have, my deck, did you play Mario?
My deck doesn't double as a pole vault.
Need a springboard. You never played Mario?
Yes, I played Mario. It's a little bit different than that sort of jump puzzle.
Well, it's just like the different stuff that you have to find in Star Wars: The Old Republic. I can't remember what they're called now. It's been long.
The holocrons.
The holocrons. Yeah. They're always
like
in those weird places.
Too.
And in the lore in the game. And the lore in the game. There's a lot of places, especially in New York, you have to go up. You have to get up like on a car hood, then on a porta potty, jump onto a scaffolding, or jump up to another lair, and then run across down the street, jump over to another scaffolding. They get a special lore that's up there. There's a lot of jumping involved in this game too.
Well, the suckiest part about Star Wars was the one in Tatooine where you had to ride a lift for literally a half an hour real time to get to it, and then a half an hour back.
Why didn't you just jump off?
Because you had to ride this lift to get to the holocron.
Yeah, but once you got it, why didn't you just jump after?
Oh, don't ask.
So what if you? I don't even think there's any. No, there is damage if you jump, but if you die, you just zone back.
I don't know. I just was frustrated.
I vaguely recall that you were like really literally in the middle of nowhere, and then it was just as fast to ride the thing back as it was to try to jump off.
I was too focused on trying to marry my companion. Leave me be.
Oh, I know. Wouldn't that be so cool if you could add that to this game? You know, the companion thing in this game?
What sucked for me is I had her completely maxed out and ready to go, but I was like only level 45 out of 50, and you have to be 50 before they actually allow you to get together as a couple.
Oh, yeah? I banged mine on the first date.
Well, I did too.
I got the kiss, baby.
Race, I did, but my certain girl I was going for wasn't that type of girl.
Yeah, mine wasn't. Mine was, unfortunately. I got a picture to prove it too, but that's a different game in a different lifestyle. So let's get back to
that's in a different galaxy, far, far away.
Yeah, a long, long time ago. Literally,
we talk about a lot of other games in this.
We're just getting to know you.
We're equal opportunity gamers here.
Yeah, we're equal opportunity here. Yeah. So okay, bringing this back to the favorite part of this game was
the ability wheel.
The ability wheel.
Like the clothing theory crafting. I do love the clothing. The clothing's cool. It's a lot of fun.
Boone says, I suck at jumping too. Took me forever to get all of the lore in Soul. Yeah, I know. Jumping is hard in this game, especially when if you don't get enough of a lead, enough of a run. And then have you guys ever got to that point where you're jumping and you just like float there? Your hands are still up like you're jumping. It's like something you're on an invisible ledge.
You're levitating.
Yeah. I hate that. I hate that when it happens. But
yeah, I usually can jump out of that, though. Unlike there is actually a place inside of the Last Train in the Cairo quest line that you can fall through the earth and walk around inside the game. It's pretty interesting.
Oh, really? I heard about that. Yeah.
Really?
Yep, you can do it every time. But then you have to unstuck yourself to get out.
Yeah, but the thing is, like I said, all the prophecies are true. The world is hollow. We're here in Argotha proving it right now. And if you want to sit there and pop in and do the samba with us, by all means, pop on to... Are we still in Arcadia? I never know anymore.
I don't know. I didn't have to warp to you guys. So as far as I know, I found you here in Cerberus.
Okay, well, so maybe we're here in Cerberus or in Arcadia or wherever else we are. Come in... what are we doing? Samba or Zumba?
Samba.
Samba. We're doing the Samba.
The other one is Zumba.
Are we not in Acadia?
I don't know. I have no idea where we are.
We're
kind
of lost.
We're in Argotha. Yeah.
According to my friends, we're undefined.
Yeah, I see that. It's undefined as well.
Oh, no, it tells me... Nope, it doesn't tell me anything.
Or we could be on that secret server. Wink, wink, not touch. Anyway, but reading from your website, I got a strong sense that you are a role player. You know, you like doing role play.
I like telling stories. Sometimes this, you know, the story's in my head. I don't necessarily like sit in the horn god and like try to pick up chicks that are actually also other dudes.
Did you listen to that?
Doesn't everybody?
I don't do a whole lot of that. And it's funny because, like my wife and I tried to, you know, role play a little bit. Mm-hmm. That sounds bad, but it's really kind of silly to role play in a game, in a video game, when you're sitting right next to the person.
Yep.
At least in the same room. I
don't
have a background in like tabletop role playing games or LARP or anything.
Yeah,
like
I love
that. It's just it's something that's always interested me, but it's more it's more of an interest in the idea than any actual experience.
Now, the thing is, it actually happened to me. I went into to investigate Tabularosa. It's like my favorite story for some reason. And I get teased about it all the time. Like everyone's saying, red alert, engage warp engines whenever I say it, right? But yeah, I went to Tabularosa and yeah, I go into the cube. I see the bedroom. I come out. And as soon as I come out, you know, a toon walks up to me. Hey, big boy, want to have a good time? Or something like that. And yeah, I was like, ah! You know, I ran. It wasn't you, was it? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to run.
Oh, what? No. Like I said, I haven't done it at all in this game. Other than just randomly, going in to the see what, you know, check out stuff, see what's going on in the different clubs and stuff. It's one of the things that's funny is to the other day we were actually on a mission, but I stopped in the Horn God and there were these people sitting lotus position or Indian style, as you might say, on the benches. And it's like, you know, for all of my criticisms and I've left World of Warcraft behind, one thing they totally got right was they attached the sitting animation to the chair, not to your character. You know, no other game seems to have figured out that, you know, I don't want to sit Indian style in my chair.
Yeah, I don't like that. Now, you want to pimp your blog again? So everyone can go and read you up?
Oh, yeah. My blog is ihavetouchedthesky.blogspot.com. Oh, and you can find me on Twitter at Rowanblaze. Rowanblaze.
Mm-hmm. So, we had a moving on here. We've had some interesting developments. I say interesting because they're interesting, of course. Everything that happens in-game, outside the game, around the game, inside the game, in between the game, all that nice stuff is interesting, right? So, we just had an update for TSW 1.6.2 on April 15th, and lots of stuff got broke, unfortunately. But we got the new lair. The new lair raid. Has anyone been able to take part into that yet? No, you haven't, because the servers go down every 10 minutes until they fixed it, because we haven't got shut off yet, so they must have fixed that, right?
Hopefully so, because I'm hoping to go into it this weekend.
Yeah. So they launched the new raid. So let me get the raid details here. When they launch the raid, you have to go and get all the blueprints from your previous ones. You know, build that up together. Then you gotta go and do this little nice little chant, and then you get to go into the magical dimension that this creature is in. And what's the island's name?
The Island of Stillborn Stars.
Stillborn Stars. That's actually kind of cool.
Very cool name.
Yeah, and yeah, I can't even pronounce. Like, we sat there for like 3 minutes. You know, trying to pronounce the creature's name. Can
no,
you say
we didn't.
It? I did.
The Adelon?
Adelon,
yeah.
Yeah, but you had to actually type. You cheated. You typed
no,
it
I
in
didn't.
Google.
No, I didn't. I said, I think it's pronounced this way, but to make sure, I can go to Google Translate and hit the sound. little sound thingy, and then it gets pronounced so that you can hear it too.
Mm-hmm. So
I love Google
hear.
Translate.
Yes, it's awesome. I have to use that more often, to be absolutely honest, because I sat there like a monkey doing a math problem trying to figure that out, and I couldn't figure it out. But then again, I'm really bad with names, and that's kind of bad because I'm the host, but that's kind of my trademark, so hilarity will ensue. But if you go and go look at the video that was released for issue 6, the preview video, it will actually show parts of the raid, like, I don't know, like maybe 10 seconds of the whole video, not even, actually shows the raid. Now, this creature looks just like a spitting image. This must be like Cthulhu's mother, I would say. Cthulhu's mother, or maybe Cthulhu's older brother or something. Because Cthulhu from Polaris, the first dungeon you get in Kingsmith.
Yeah,
it looks just like... I don't even remember what the actual name of the creature is. I just keep calling it Cthulhu because that's what everyone says it is. Do you remember what it is, Faye?
Oh, the creature from Polaris?
Yeah. Is it like Drug Lord or something like that?
I don't remember either. It's been so long since I've been in Polaris.
Yeah, but
he's
everyone...
Ur-Draug.
That's it. Ur-Draug. That's it. But everyone keeps calling it Cthulhu, right? So that's why I keep calling it Cthulhu for some reason. And I haven't even figured out why people call it Cthulhu yet. But, yeah. Just imagine this creature, a little bit bigger. The wingspan is obviously, it looks like almost, you know, I don't know, like 50% larger. And just has a lot of big tentacles on its face, like a beard. So I guess it could be his father, you know? So basically, I don't know. The area looks cool. I haven't got to go play the raid yet. I haven't gotten to play it. But, like, it looked like the creature itself was just a regurgitation of the original Polaris Ur-Draug, or is that right? Ur-Draug.
On steroids.
Right? On steroids, pretty much. Yeah, they didn't repaint it. It's not a repaint. And that actually irritates me when they take the same model of anything and repaint it and say it's something else. That irritates me. But they actually added, they beefed this one up, gave it better powers, a whole new different lair to run around in, and, you know, some, like, a mustache.
but they gotta cut corners. They don't have as many staff or as experienced staff as they had before.
That's true.
So they gotta cut corners somehow.
That is true, and we'll be talking about cutting corners here in a little bit later on, too, because that's what people seem to think has been going on, but, you know, we'll investigate that here a little bit, too. But, yes, yeah, so the new lair is out, the new lair raid. It's a 10-man group, so get 10 people together and go have some fun. I want to actually do it. Actually, I want to go to New York. I don't have the top 10 quality gear yet for it, but I want to go to New York sometime. I want to check that out because I think I've been waiting for New York for a long time. And yeah, I can't wait to do this one too. This is definitely on my list.
And well, we have to keep getting you out there on those Saturdays and getting you geared.
Yep.
Uh-huh. I'm going to be doing a last train at Cairo this Saturday.
Woohoo!
Woohoo!
Was that in time?
Yes. You guys were like almost in sync. You guys were in sync. Now, there's been lots of fixes. You know, using the reconstructor won't show the dialogue pop up on other players' clients anymore. I didn't experience that one. I've used the reconstructor actually pretty frequent, actually. We were doing those raids, those dungeons there on last week. And yeah, we were having fun with that, and I used my reconstructor, and I also used it during my solo playing last week too. It's a handy little tool. Did you actually break down and buy it, Faye?
Yeah, I used it that same run because I kept getting my gear broken.
You can only get it for veteran points, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
30 veteran points. So you 30, basically have to wait for 3 months before you can get it.
And well, we didn't have to wait because we got retro paid.
Yeah.
Is it per character?
Ah, nice.
That's the thing. That's the thing that popped up. It's not per character. It's 40 account.
Yeah, it's account wide. So each one of your people can get it.
Yeah, but you only get 10 points a month. not for all your characters. That means you get 30, but you only get 10 for your account. Your account is the holdings of all three. If you have three characters, you have, you know, you only get 10 to spend between the three.
Right, I understand.
Yeah,
but if you buy that 30 veteran point reconstructor, it is applied to all of your characters,
yep,
or only
it's
one
account
character?
It's account wide. It's account wide, so it doesn't
matter.
See,
that
if
makes
you
it
have
more
one,
worth
two,
it
or
than
three.
All those weapons and stuff that they have.
Yeah, well, it
the good thing is that now they're actually coming out with more things that you can buy account wide. Say that it costs like an outfit that costs 1,200 points. For 1,500, you can use it account wide. So,
yeah, that's good too.
They make more money. We're happier because we can use it account wide. So,
yeah, I got that two episodes ago, and I love it. It's very handy to have.
Now, are the talismans account wide? Because they read like they are. It says you may only purchase one of this item per account.
They are, I guess, but it depends what level they are. Because it's like
they're skill level,
like
9.
The weapon. Yeah. So if your character that you play, if you have three characters and they're not on the same level, if you buy something that's level 9 and you have a character that's on level 6, it may not be able to use it.
Yeah, no, until you get up the level. But the point is, you only have to buy a complete set one time, and all your people who like alts will have this starter set that's basically the same attack level rating as a skill level 10 item would be.
Yeah, that I'm not sure. What does it say? It usually says in fine print right below everything else.
Or what are we
looking
at?
Actually, it is. The weapons are blue quality 10 items. All of them are blue quality 10s.
Yeah.
Because they only require a skill of level of 9. So they're not purple, but they're blue quality gear. So if you're level 9, skill level 9 or above, you have a complete blue outfit to start going through your dungeons or whatnot. That's actually pretty nice.
And you can upgrade your weapons with glyphs and signets.
Yeah, they have the upgradable abilities.
That's cool.
I got a question here for Galatrix in our chat channel. And Galatrix is all-knowing, all-powerful, all-smiles. Galatrix, do you know if these are account-wide? If you buy it on one character, it goes to all your other characters too? Because the thing is, and I seem to remember reading a Massively article. Now, I haven't tried this. I have two other alts that I never use. So, you know, I could probably switch out right now and try, but then that mean the live stream feed would be gone. But I've never tried it myself.
Yeah, see, if you look at the gen, it says you may only purchase one of this item per
character.
I
was just looking.
Yeah.
And the other ones are per account.
Per account,
so you can only
yeah.
buy it one time, so it would have to be across all your characters.
It has to be, yeah.
So for like 100 of these special veterans reward points, you could have a complete outfit and just start rocking the town.
Well, that's not a bad thing. That's a good deal, I think, then. If it is account wide, because there was a bug that I kept running into because it sat there getting canceled here. It sat there and kept giving me the damn veteran's rifle.
Yeah.
And I got it like 7 times. I had 7 rifles and I can't get rid of them.
That's been happening for a while, but I'm looking at the reconstructor, which is account-wide, and it says the same thing. You may only purchase one of these items per account, so I'm guessing the other stuff is account-wise too. I guess that's part of the bonus of being a veteran, I guess.
Oh, there you go.
I do see that. Okay.
Well, now
I know what to spend my veteran points on.
Well, definitely. I think it's a worthwhile tool. You know, like, Faye had his doubts on it that he wasn't going to get it. And I immediately, Faye didn't want it. I gotta have it! No, you're keeping up with the Joneses, then Faye has to have it. But no, it turned out to be a very handy tool. Because I was doing some missions. I think we were running on Polaris or Hellenbach. We're doing something, and we're doing a bunch of stuff
darkness.
There. or Into Darkness, or The Darkness, or whatever. And then right after that, I went and then I started doing some missions. And then, yeah, I got mobbed by a big horde of zombies. When you go over, I was in Blue Mountain. When you get to that.
The mine.
Yeah, it was the mine.
We kept aggroing everything.
Yeah. And then I just died, and all of a sudden, I couldn't do nothing. Like, not all my powers, but I could sit there and fire, but it had, like, next to no effect on anything. Because all my...
Broken.
Exactly. And I was like, oh, wait a minute, I have this magic little tool. And it happened to me before, previously, and then you'd have to stop. You'd have to run all the way, try to find a vendor somewhere, repair, and then go all the way back, right?
Right.
Yeah,
well,
it
makes
like
sense.
That.
I was thinking, you know, in the instances, if you die, you're in an anima well, and if you happen to be inside the dungeon, then you can repair right there. And I never felt so far away from a vendor that I couldn't run out. But it would be more convenient if you are stuck in a fairly dense. Or, you know, right in the middle of a dangerous situation, you run out, whatever, you still have to run back in and try to start over. So.
Yeah, the only thing is it has a 1 hour cooldown, so you can use it only once per hour.
Well, just don't die.
I was going to say, hopefully you don't die more than 10 times in an hour.
Yeah, really.
That depends on a mission.
That's, I understand that. I was very frustrated the other night with a mission that I ended up at about 30%.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we were running one. What was it? It was that one where
remember.
You get the rocket launcher. We were doing the rocket launcher mission.
Right, Venetian Missile Crisis.
The Venetian Missile Crisis. We were doing that, and we were aggroing everybody. And here's Antina running around, clear the warehouse! And I'm like, yeah, that's it. Let's clear the warehouse. You get a smile when a fellow player does that, right?
Yeah, it's okay to clear the warehouse at one or two mobs at a time. Take them all on. Try it.
Yeah, but we had an OP group. We had a very, very high strung group, and yeah, it took what, 40 of them to actually put us down.
No, you had a patient healer.
Yes.
Well, it's okay. It was only 40
of them.
We
actually died on one occasion when we went into a dungeon, didn't he? Even more.
Yeah, because
so
your
we didn't
healer
do a good enough job.
Off of everyone else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was your healer tank.
And good then when job. You died, you started doing your nails, and then yeah, we're done. Stop aggroing. But yeah,
we're going to gear you guys up so you can take on the big baddies, and my healing will get much easier.
Yeah, and we're going to check out some of your decks, too. We're going to start checking out some of your decks some more, too. But, yeah, there's been lots of other general bug fixes. You know, one of the odder things that stuck out in the notes is they renamed it the crate in Polaris to Arachi Crate. And now I know that's the stupidest thing ever, but not for the life of me. I can't remember what the original crate was called.
I was thinking the exact same thing when I saw that note. I was like, wait, what was it called before?
I know. And the thing is, you'll never know because...
It was just a crate.
Yeah, it's gone.
I know the crate they're talking about, and I'm wondering if... Because it's been bugged for months. There was a lore object supposedly inside it.
Is that the one that you had to put in a code?
Yeah, you have to put a code in, a little bug
working.
Comes out. Yeah, a little chopper, a sentinel comes out, actually, a little sentinel. And you follow the sentinel and it brings you to a lore, yeah.
Yeah, that's been bugged
for
a while.
Oh, so it's possible to get the lore without actually having gone through the box.
No, I think the sentinel activates the lore. Because where you kill that, Uber drug, a drug or whatever.
Yeah.
In between the different crates that's in the water, the lore pops up there. So it's like you activating it, and then you go back. The little sentinel brings you back to that area.
So now we got, you know, what we got to do. We got to go back into Polaris just for that lore, just for that one lore.
I already have it.
I don't.
Okay. Well, we'll get it for you.
Well, do you know what kind of? I know this is. What kind of lore was it? Because I was looking at my, you know, it's not specific to Polaris, because mine, I've completed all that lore stack. And I don't remember ever having dealt with that box. But oh. I may have. I mean, really early in you know.
Oh,
the game.
What's the hotkey to get to your lore? L?
Yes.
So let's go, okay, dungeon. No, that's not dungeons.
Solomon Island, I think? Places yeah. of interest, the Polaris?
Yeah, okay, Solomon Island, places of interest, Polaris.
Yeah, there's only like five.
Yeah, I got I got five out of five, yeah.
Right, so I'm wondering if the one in the box is about the Arachi group?
Yeah. The Udrug? Is that... No, that wouldn't have been it. The sea scroll, the seagull scream could have been. No, I think it was drug. The seagulls are. Yeah, I think it was the drug one.
Oh, okay.
Because that would have been the third. That would have been the third lore, and you get like two lore before that. One in the beginning. One you have to fall off. You have to fall off a. What you would call it, staircase, and activate a zombie, and then you get this one from him, and then you get the one. Yeah, I think that's right, isn't it, Faye?
Well, there's a lot of discontent in the community with regard to the new outfits, or rather outfit, assassinatrix for ladies, and shinobi for you guys. Now, I have not played The Secret World back then, but apparently it's just a costume. Not just, but it's a costume that was given out in the game as part of the Halloween event. And it was advertised back then as a limited or once in a lifetime thing. So people got it and thought it was special. Apparently not so much, because they released it this week again. So people are crying foul.
Oh, wow. You know what? I was crying because I missed that outfit during the event, and I wanted it back. And that's
I'm not
why
sorry
back,
it came back. Hey, I got it immediately.
You know, I'm sure everyone was like me and was crying that it was limited, and now it's back. So I'm now mad because I already spent my points for this month, so it better not go away now.
Yep.
And here's my take on it. Oh, no, go ahead.
Well, no, I just wanted to say that Moritea had... of course, posted on the forums in response to all those dissatisfied players. And she had actually said that, you know, like, sorry, we actually thought that you might like it because there's so many of you that have been asking for it. And people were like, well, you know, you said you're going to be releasing new content, new clothes every week, and now it turns out that it's actually once in a month that you actually put out a brand new stuff, and the rest is re-releases of previously seen outfits. And she's saying, well, you know, you gotta have the fillers in between the brand new stuff. And apparently next week we are getting two brand new outfits. Well, probably going to be one, because one is male, one is female. So, something to look forward to.
Yeah, but that's just the thing, you know, with the, you know, consolidating everything down to a smaller group, you know, putting out content steadily. They want to do that, but, you know, we're going to get back to the cutting corners. You know, someone had mentioned cutting corners there a little while ago. That's going to show up here in a couple seconds when we talk about some of the outcry over the patch notes because of the update.
Rowan wanted to say something to give his take on this.
Yeah, I reiterate what Faye said. To be honest with you, and actually it was said by certain people in the forum as well, if you're buying something because you think it's a limited time only offer, don't buy it. If you buy it because you like it, you know, maybe don't put off buying it because it's a limited time only. But at no point did they say this is never going to be for sale again. Mm-hmm. It was on sale for a limited time only. And then they decided that, hey, we need some more money. And maybe the Assassinatrix of the Halloween costumes was the most popular. So they thought, hey, we can sell this and people will like it. And so they did. And you've got some people on the forums who, frankly, have already spent their money on the Assassinatrix whining about it. These people have never experienced the Disney Vault, clearly, or McRib. You know, stuff is available for a limited time only in order to create artificial urgency.
Exactly.
A mature consumer recognizes when they're, you know, they're being, I don't want to say conned because that's not the right word, recognizes that this stuff is probably going to be available later.
And there goes my Assassinatrix dancing samba. Oh, check it out. We have a little mini gin.
Yeah, the little mini gin does.
That would be mine, my little Michael Jackson mini gin.
Yeah, there he goes.
Michael Jackson.
There he goes.
Yeah, he dances to Michael Jackson.
Yeah. Does he only do that when you're actually dancing, or he does that when he's just idle?
Well, no, he constantly does that.
Okay.
I think your companions are generally always considered idle. They don't really do anything.
Well, if
like
you're moving,
owl then... who's looking back and forth and not doing much.
Yeah, it's my owl.
Ow.
That's the only special pet I have. Oh wait, no, I have this pet.
I have like 7 pets.
Oh, I wanted that.
I don't know how I got it.
You can't get it anymore. Funcom,
it was like
can
randomly
we have
in my
little
bag.
Little Akab pets again.
Sorry, 11 pets.
You have 11 pets?
Yep.
I want one of the dogs. I forgot.
I can't even
its
activate
name.
Mine.
Let's see. I got the Leet. I got the Temple Cat.
Double
I have
click
the
on the
Nurmagal.
Icon.
I have the Droglord Puppy. I have, of course, the Hatchling. I have the Kellis Kitty. I have the Pharaoh Hound. I have the Loyal Hound. I have the Ferocious Wolf. And I have the Djinn.
Try to activate your Ferocious Wolf. I can't activate mine.
Yeah,
there
it wasn't very ferocious.
Okay, I activated him now. For some reason, I couldn't activate him at all. That was kind of odd. And I was starting thinking, well, maybe I had to buy him from the veteran thing, which would defeat the purpose of the pre-order, right? Which people are already ticked off over that.
One of the... Oh, okay, now it's gone. Okay, never mind.
That's a similar thing.
Exactly.
Okay, who was involved in Stowe from the very beginning?
Me. Life
okay,
Fiber
so,
since day
one. I was there for the first month and then I left.
Right, so you remember there were like, I don't know how many different editions of it, and if you bought it from Best Buy, you got a certain pet or a certain set of uniforms, and if you bought it
or
from
Pedo.
Target, you got something different, and a couple of months later, I distinctly remember there was one edition that you could get like the original series uniforms and stuff like that, and that was pretty cool. Mm-hmm. Well, my copy, before I was aware of any of this, was a basic copy from an Army PX. And, you know, what I got was nothing. I got the game. And so a couple of months later, when they were like, hey, we in our cast shop, we now have these, you know, the original series stuff, or we have these ships or whatever. I was happy with it. I was happy to spend the extra $5 or $10, whatever it was, to get that. Now, there were a whole bunch of people that were crying foul because their specialness wasn't so special anymore. And it was like, I was kind of like, well, you know, I wasn't going to run around and spend $300 on all the different special editions that they had. You know what I mean? So, you know, they got their edition and for no more money, as I recall, than, you know, the basic thing. And they just happened to buy it from one particular store, and you know, and I'm having to pay extra for it. I'm not sure why people are complaining.
Yeah,
I don't understand either, because you get the same exact thing from anything. Like you can buy a Blu-ray at one store and get additional feature you don't get at another store. It's the same difference. I don't know why people are complaining. Exactly. This happened in WoW when they converted all of the some of the old achievements to feats of strength, and then the completionists couldn't get those anymore, so they got mad. You know, once again, you can't please everybody.
Well, that's the thing with an international community, you know, all over the internet, getting lots and lots of people. People have different thoughts and different ways of looking at things. Like, you know, you can look at it like, okay, you get this special edition, I don't know, Mary Poppins DVD, okay? The special edition one, there's only like 25 printed, right? So you go, you pop your $300 to get this special Mary Poppins DVD, right? And all of a sudden, you know, a year down the road, guess what? We're going to put it out again, but we're going to put it out for $9.99. Well, the guy that just spent, you know, $300 on it is, you know, it within rights would be kind of cheesed off. Yeah, sure, you should have waited. You know, you could have waited. But the thing is, like, you know, Rowan, you said, they are making artificial, you know, urgency, thank you.
False urgency.
Exactly, a false urgency to get this because it's limited edition. But the thing is, with all digital media, if it's in a game, if they put it out for a limited time only, don't buy it because it's limited time, because it's all subject to change. Every headline, every article they put out through all the different MMOs always say subject to change, because guess what? Because they have a small staff, they want to put out content. They made this, they put in, okay, let's say they put in 80 man hours. Just, you know, just throwing it out there. I don't actually know, but they put out 80 man hours. So let's say they're paying Joe Blow, even if it's at minimum wage. I don't know what they make or if it's salary or whatever. They've invested, you know, probably, you know, $600 to $800 for the team to make these two uniforms, okay? The Assassinatrix and the Shinobi. So They put it out. They put it out for a week for the Halloween event, right? I think they did a pirate one too, or something else. I don't remember what it was, but
yeah,
they put
it
out.
Pirate. There was a princess or something too, or was that just?
I think so.
There was a princess outfit as well, yeah. Some kind.
Mm-hmm. So they put in, let's say, $800 to make these two outfits. They put it up on the market for 1 week only, for that week for the event for Halloween, and let's say 1,000 people buy it, right? At whatever it was cost. Okay, $10 each, right? So they make their money back and plus some. Now that they've scaled down their staff, they want to put new content out. Now, originally, when this actually was launched, yes, there was, okay, let's say 1,000 people got it. There's like, you know, 15,000 people were ticked off because it was only there for a week and they didn't get a chance to get it. Enter Faye. Faye didn't get it that time, right? But now, because they don't have the stuff, why have an art asset? Why have an art asset just sitting there collecting dust? They're not going to sit there in no way, shape, or form as an entity, as a gaming entity, going to sit there and invest man hours into content that you're not going to be able to reuse. So
exactly.
Exactly. So they dusted it off, put it back in game for the people that didn't get a chance to get it. And yes, you're going to get them. You're going to get a minority. Let's say minority of people who did buy it because they're getting it at the same price. It's not like you're getting a special, you know, price. It's the same price it was before. So there is no difference. They're just like, well, this was a special.
They just have a problem with the rarity of the item in question. That's all.
So I think really it boils down to a bad mislabeling on Funcom's part, saying it's a limited time only. You know, limited time came, and now it could be a limited time only thing again, which I think is actually going to stay into the store this time. But they could have circumvented the whole thing by saying, well, we're going to offer it up this week only again. And they could have brought it back, let's say, in another couple of months. You know, they could have did that, but they didn't. They put it up there for people who want to get it. I think the Assassinatrix looks freaking awesome. I wish they didn't actually have the mask. I wish you could take the mask off.
Yeah, that would be cooler.
I tried it out on both of my female characters and decided that I wasn't going to get it for exactly that reason.
Yeah.
I like to see the faces on my characters. That's one reason, Can I mention Swarter? Mm-hmm. One reason I decided not to go back after the free-to-play was because they were wanting you to pay extra or be a subscriber in order to take the helmet off. And it's kind of like, you know what? That's pretty petty. I want to be able to see my character's face. Otherwise, what was the point?
Yeah.
You know what happened to me that was really, really funny? Talking about Assassinatrix here. I was in London. I went to the post office to offload some gear. And I come out from the post office going back into toward Agartha. And I stopped, like, in the middle of the street. And I was like, yeah, I forgot something. And I turn around and I came face to face with another person, another character who had exact same outfit on. The only thing is their eyes were glowing and it scared the bejesus out of me.
That is creepy.
I was just like, whoa, what the heck? And then I think they got scared too because they kind of ran off.
Ran!
I was like, that's scary.
Now, the Shinobi, I don't like the Shinobi at all, because the Assassinatrix looks so hip, so now, so, like, let's face it, sexy. Now, the Shinobi one, it's basically a ninja with, like a bug kind of thing on his head, which is kind of cool if you want to be a ninja, but, you know, I really don't like tight pants on a guy. You know, the baggy pants could be cool, but it'd be kind of nice if they had some kind of, not armor, but some kind of a detail on the actual...
You're really big on armor, with your belly armor.
Yeah, it's my belly armor. But they should have some kind of design or something a little bit special, because you can compare the two, there's no way you would think that they were from the same clan. You know, like the same era, even. Not like Jailbreak. Jailbreak costume for his or hers or identical. You know, these two just, they're masked people, but totally in different realms.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah. So, we did have some outcry over, you know, over this, okay? And like I said, Martea, she came out and said that, yes, next week we'll be having two brand new costumes, one for females, one for guys. So, and she said that, you know, it's going to be a good thing to wait for because it's supposed to be really awesome. So I can't wait to see it. This is the first time I've actually interested or can't wait for a costume to come out because she piped it up a little bit. So I'm kind of chomping at the bit for it, so hopefully it's going to be good. I'm hoping it's not going to be a letdown because I'm a big military guy. I like buying military stuff in the game, and Delta Force was kind of a letdown for me. I don't know,
I had the same thing with Death Row. Everybody was just going crazy over it, and I couldn't access, for some reason... the Secret Worlds website would not. I was at work at that time when it got released, and the Secret World website just wouldn't load properly, so I couldn't log in to the item store to see it. And a couple of my friends were like, oh yeah, it's pretty awesome. So when I finally got home and logged into the game and looked it up, I was just like, what? I didn't see what all the hype was about the Death Row.
I didn't like that costume either.
Galatris just said Martea is cool. She is.
She's awesome.
Before we go continue on with the other outbreaks, Effie Luna, we know her. They are him. I don't remember if it's guy or girl.
Her. Suzanne.
Yeah,
her. Yeah.
Suzanne, yeah. She is going to be leaving Funcom. It's kind of odd.
I think she just left.
Yes. I think it's kind of odd because the last time Joel came to the States, you know, a whole bunch of stuff happened, you know, some layoffs, and then Martea was leaving, and now he went back to Oslo, and now he's back again. He just came back on the 15th, and all of a sudden, boom, Effie Luna is leaving. So she was going to be...
And Martea is back.
And Martea is back. Yes, Martea is back. But... Yeah, it's kind of odd let's run some conspiracy theories there, but it is kind of odd that it happened.
Well, I given her what she actually said was that she'd gotten a new opportunity when Mortea seemed to have been laid off and then was asked to come back. But it seems to me that based on her tweet, Effaluna has found another job, another position that she, you know, has better than what she's at. So that's a more positive outcome, I guess.
Yeah.
Yep.
I just got back.
But we'll miss her.
We will. Galactrix just got back to me about my question to him. Like a good soldier he is, he went and tested it out. He went and bought the Reconstructor and went to one of his alts, an alt that he didn't use to buy the Reconstructor, and he could claim it. So yes, the Reconstructor is account wide. You can buy it once and it be on all your characters. So if it does say account wide, if it is account wide, you get it on all your accounts. Yes, or your characters. So that is great. So yeah, so Effaluna, clear skies and smooth sailing for you. And well, hopefully no one else leaves. Because it's good to have Mortea back, because we know Mortea. We've had her on the show, and she's when it comes to community, when it comes to devs, she's the one person you think about right away. Boom, you know, Mortea. So she's back. The other thing that people have been complaining about is because of the patch that they had when they brought out the lair. Yeah, you might have heard me reference it a little while ago, but you could play for 10 to 15 minutes and then it kick you. And it would keep kicking you, you know, stuff like that. Now, there's been lots of people complaining about this all over the forums, but they seem to have got it fixed. I haven't got kicked. Well, actually, I almost logged out there a little while ago.
Yeah, they fixed that yesterday in yesterday's maintenance. Mm-hmm. And the issues they had with PvP, well, they still do, I guess. They're about to be fixed tomorrow.
Yeah. Because
tomorrow they're also doing some maintenance, so that should be fixed tomorrow.
Now, there's also some PvP bugs that we were talking about earlier. What was the PvP bug that you're talking about, Antietam?
Who?
Oh, because I'm not doing PvP. I just read about it, and I'm trying to get my notes organized. There was a... I think people couldn't leave the battleground. And the only way they could leave it was to...
Forward slash teleport. Camp.
Yeah, or teleport into Agartha. And probably other ones related. There was a PvP queue lineup that was not working properly, and some other issues as well. But apparently those will be fixed tomorrow. So as of tomorrow, everything should be back to normal. As normal can get.
Normal as the secret world can have.
Yeah.
So have you guys experienced any bugs?
Not since a while.
We were, when my own guild's night to play TSW is Monday night, we were encountering the grouping issues that were occurring because of the community server dropping.
Okay, what's your Cabal's name?
The Cabal's name is the Knights of Mercy. It's a Templar Cabal. It's part of Mercy Gaming, which is a meta gaming community.
Sweet. Get a nice little plug out there for them.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Uh-huh. And, well, we've actually gone a half hour over our scheduled time.
Oh,
but,
no.
I know, it's actually been a jam-packed episode. But there was something else we wanted to bring up. Now, actually, I'm just going to just pass the mic over to Antita and let her rant. 3, 2, 1, rant!
What?
The problem that you're having with paying and you get locked out of the secret world?
Oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah. She had apparently
this is what they even locked my account. Even though I understand why everything, you know, occurred, it really frustrated the hell out of me. Last weekend we tried to do I needed to buy some extra points in order to get some downloadable content. And
DLC.
So I went in and I bought some points, and then I waited and waited, and nothing happened. And everybody in game is asking me, "Did you get it? Did you get it?" And I'm like, "No, not yet, not yet, not yet." So I checked on the payment; it said approved, and I'm thinking, okay. Maybe something did go wrong. So I use my other credit card. And the same thing happened again. And it showed both payments as approved. Nothing happened. So I didn't get my points. And eventually, after about 2, almost 3 days later, I had found out that because I had used 2 different payment options, that kind of raised a red flag. And everyone over there cried, possible fraud, possible hijacking of account, and God knows what else. And they've even locked me out of the game. But the problem that I had was with the payment system, the way they've got it set up, it always, like, the 2 payments that I've done, they were done with 2 separate credit cards. And when the second payment went through, it showed it as approved on... Yeah, sorry. It showed the first payment. I even confused myself. It showed the first payment as approved with the second credit card that I've used. And it was like, yeah, but that's not correct. I use 2 different payments. So why is it shown as on the second card that I used? So it confused me and I couldn't get a straight answer and nobody would be telling me anything. Everybody was just like, you need to prove your identity. I'm like, yeah, okay, fine. But can't you tell me why this is happening? And apparently, yeah, you can't use more than 1 payment at any given point in time. So, yeah, just be careful about that. Otherwise, they will lock you out. But the thing that kind of irritated me was that one of the people in Funcom Live chat was not really that interested in helping out at all. At all. The other 2, very helpful.
Well, that weekend that you're doing that, I made 2 different purchases from 2 different credit cards. One didn't go through, one did, and then I sent in a ticket to the in-game GM, and no more than, I think, Faye and Rowan, and Tita, you were there with me too, and I think Galatrix, yeah. No more than like 5 minutes later after I sent in the ticket, a GM called me in-game. And then me and the GM went over, and then I explained it to the system. Explained it to him, like, yeah, I made 2 payments, you know, one on 1 credit card, one on the other. I received the latter, but you know, how come I didn't get this? How come I didn't get the payment from the other credit card from my first one? Because that's why. Because I did it on a Saturday. I paid on Saturday because I wanted to get something, and it didn't go through. And Sunday, when I logged back in, it still hadn't gone through. It said it was approved, right? And it was just pending or whatever. It just had to get to the account. And then the second day, it didn't go through. Or I was still waiting. You know, I didn't get my points. So I ended up, you know, using my other credit card, which both of them had the money. Both of them, you know, would have easily went through. But, you know, for some reason, but the GM told me specifically that my dog is eating, you know, drinking out of the bowl behind me. The GM told me specifically.
The GM?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I can't hear it, so I wouldn't worry about it. I don't know if it can be heard online.
But the GM told me that the reason why only one of my payments went through It was because my first payment, when I used my credit card, it was payment pending too long. It was just like, it was like a lag issue on their server. It timed out. Yeah. So it didn't go through and it didn't go off that other credit card. So the only purchase I made was the purchase I made, which was on the second day. So I was slightly annoyed by that. How can you get a timeout on a credit card purchase? But, you know, at the same time, they were nice, courteous, stuff like that. You know, I said, hi from Beyond the Veil. And they're like, hi. And then, then they went off and did their own little thing. But it was cool to actually have the interaction in game. And I had basically almost the same problem. The payment's not going through, but I had a slightly better outcome.
I think mine had more to do with maybe possible hijacking of account, because I had used two payment options very, very close together, like in space of 1 hour, and that raised a flag. So, but the thing is, bottom line, I would prefer to go through, you know, being locked out of the game and having to prove my identity rather than someone actually hijacking my account. So
that's nice.
In any case, you know, hats off to you, Funcom, you know, for picking up on things like this and maybe some God knows how many other ways that hijacking of accounts may occur. So, like I said, I prefer to have that, even though it is frustrating at the time that it actually happens, because no one is telling you anything. They were they just seemed like very, like, cold and, you know, and I was like, but I'm just trying to find out. I'm just trying to, like, understand why is this payment showing as with the last option, with the last credit card I used, because that's not how it's supposed to be. So which credit card do you want me to send you? And but once I sent it all in, they were very nice. They explained everything. And like I said, I'm thankful that, you know, my account is safe.
And we are glad. And it's that special time. It's that special time that we take a look at Faye's deck.
Hello, friends. Have you ever been out slaying monsters with a friend, and you get your deck lined up to penetrate the armor of a foe, just to have your friend jump in front of you with his superior deck and pound that monster ever so quick and hard that you didn't even see it coming? Well, I'm here to tell you, I've been in that very same uncomfortable position, and it made me angry that my deck did not stand up to my friends. To avoid an embarrassing situation, listen to FaZe Big Deck. We'll all help you understand the deepest unknown features of your deck so that you will be able to lift your head up high the next time you are out with your friends. I hope you will listen to FaZe Big Deck on Beyond the Veil live every Thursday night, 7 p.m. Eastern, or check us out through hollowsweetmagazine.com. Hello, everybody, and welcome to FaZe Big Deck. Now, remember last time I said it would go up the tree and fist and go on to one of those higher level abilities? I lied. Sorry, I'm actually going to go and start talking about the Cage Master. But before I can, because it uses Fist and I've already talked about the inner wheel of Fist, I now have to tell you about the Blood Magic skills. Blood Magic skills are split in the damage and healing aspect. The damage called Empowered Blood and the healing called Restorative Wards. While Blood Offering is active, your blood abilities deal more damage. This was for Empowered Blood. For Restorative Wards, when any of your blood barriers expire for any reason, the target of the barrier is healed. Now, the inner wheel is separated between a course healing and damage as well. The healing, known as Sacred, and the damage, known as Profane. So we're going to start off with Profane. The first active ability is Boiling Blood. This is a single target blood magic attack that deals a moderate amount of damage, builds a weapon resource for each equipped weapon. Remember those builders, boys and girls, we talked about them a lot on the last show. The next passive ability on the inner wheel for damage is Corrupted Blood. Boiling Blood also applies damage over time and sets an afflicted state. The next active ability in the damage tree is Blood Spike, a single target blood magic attack that deals a large amount of damage and damage over time. It sets an afflicted state, conditional effects, and consumes two of your blood magic resources. The next passive is Dark Potency. Whenever you set an afflicted state, which you just did if you use Boiling Blood or Blood Spike, you have an increased penetration chance for a short time. What does that mean, you may ask? When you penetrate a target means you go through all his armor and you attack him directly. The next active skill is Infection, a blood magic chain that deals a large amount of damage and damage over time to your target. This sets an afflicted state, conditional effects, and consumes three of your blood magic resources. The next passive is Thicker Than Water. This increases the damage of all blood magic abilities. The first elite active is Cardiac Arrest. This is a powerful single target blood magic attack that deals a large amount of damage and stuns the target and sets them in an impaired state. Now, we're going to switch over to healing. This is known as Sacred. The first one is a passive called Unholy Knowledge. This increases the damage of all damage over time effects. So not only is this under the healer, it also helps your damage effects. The next one is Blood Shield. This is a single target blood magic heal that also places an absorb barrier on your defensive target. The next passive is Rapid Shield. It increases the amounts healed and absorbed by Blood Shield. The next active is Angelic Aegis, a large single target blood magic heal that also places an absorb barrier on your defensive target. This consumes three of your blood magic resources. The next passive is Angel's Touch. This affects Angelic Aegis. It heals the target with low health for an extra amount. Exsanguinate. This is an active ability, a blood magic focus attack that channels a large amount of damage onto the target. And it exploits the impaired state, but also consumes five of the blood magic resources. Coagulation. This increases the amount of damage absorbed by all other barriers. Now, coagulation is an elite passive. And that has been the blood healing and DPS skills of the inner wheel. Now next week, because we already focused on Fist and we now know what the blood magic skills are, we can move on and explore the Cage Master deck. Until next time, I hope you've enjoyed Faye's Big Deck.
We always, you know, love hearing about your big deck, mate.
I enjoy you loving my deck.
Aren't you supposed to be talking about, talking like Fifi or Fee?
Oh, I love
Yeah, that got bored pretty
too.
Soon.
You didn't get very far, did you?
I'm saving that for a real special occasion.
Well, maybe we should get Igor and the Count to go and talk to Fifi sometime.
Maybe. Just not now.
Well, why not? I think that'd be kind of funny. Hey, Count, are you there? Count, come here.
What? Hello! Welcome! I'm Mark! I'm on the Beyond the Veil! Oh, Xander! Oh, you wanted to talk to me?
Yeah, Count, we have, Fee. Fee is here to talk to you.
Fee? Who is this
Fee?
Oh!
I love a man who knows how to count. Especially
oh.
likes to count money.
One, two, I like this Fee. Who is this Fee? Igor, come here.
Yes, master. Yes, what can I do for you, master?
Who is this Fee? Who is this Fee that we're talking to?
I don't know, master. Sounds interesting. Don't step on the spider.
You guys, we'll talk to you guys later.
Okay, Xander. Oh,
bye.
Oh, bye, Fee, too. All right, you have a new person here. Who is the new person, Xander?
Which one? Antita or Rowan? You haven't met either one of them yet, have you?
That is right. Oh, there is two new people. How are you? My name is Count Frightenstein, and this is my imbecile, Igor. Did I say that right, Igor?
Yes, master. You said imbecile correct, master. Just don't step on Mr. Wiggles.
So, how are you, Antida?
I'm very well. How are you?
Ah, I'm very good, very good. It's very dark here in Transylvania. Oh, we had cobwebs all over the place. It's very elastic. Oh, it's very beautiful. Oh, you'd love it. And Roland. Oh, no. No, it's not Roland. It's Rowan. Ah, I mispronounced it in my English. Oh, I'm not very good at English. I'm sorry. This is... You're new to the show, too, aren't you, Rowan?
Yes, I am, Count.
And do you like being on the show?
I have very much enjoyed being on the show.
Is this your first episode?
My very first episode.
Oh, very nice.
My podcasting cherry is not here anymore.
Oh, it's very nice. It's like flesh, blood, and water. Oh, just like a shark's.
No.
Oh, yes, yes. Anyway, we don't have any state of the game right now, Xander, but as soon as the state of the game comes, we will go and we'll come back and broadcast for you, because we have that satellite thingy you gave us last time. Okay, thanks, Count. You have a good time in Transylvania, and we'll see you very soon. Thank you, thank you. Bye-bye,
Bye-bye.
Everybody.
Bye.
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 It's always nice to have the Count on. But, yes, we're coming down to the end of another episode, but... Also, check us out on iTunes. If you have any questions, if you have any decks that you'd like to submit, please send emails to beyondtsw@gmail.com. And remember, hilarity always ensues. I got to say it again. Ah, I open the show with it and I end the show with it. Oh, I love saying my little catch line. I need to TM that. But anyway, from me and the cast of Beyond here, we're Xander and Rowan, new to the show, popped his... podcasting cherry. That's kind of weird saying that now. And we have Antida and Faye. We all say bye, everybody. See you next week.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
See you next week.
The following live broadcast may not be suitable for all ages. The views expressed in this show are solely those of the individual providing them and do not represent the opinion of this station, website, or any affiliated partners. Audience discretion is advised.
You are now listening to Beyond the Veil, the Secret.